Actor Sheetal Sheth has starred in over 20 feature films, including Albert Brooks' Looking for Comedy in the Muslim World. She's also an activist on behalf of communities that are often marginalized. Sheth has brought that activism to another one of her projects, writing children's books. Her Anjali series centers around an Indian-American heroine, and her book Making Happy helps kids cope when one of their parents has cancer, a topic she knows all too well. Sheetal Sheth joins us now to talk about the books. Welcome, Sheetal.
Thank you so much for having me, Deepa.
Let's start with your Anjali book. In Always Anjali, Anjali has to learn how to love the name she was given. And she gets a bike for her 7th birthday and wants to find a license plate with her name, but can't find one. And then she wants to change her name. So let's start right there. Tell us about Anjali.
Anjali is like any other kid who just wants to do all the things that everyone else gets to do. And she has this idea that, quote, fitting in means you should have the same things. And so when she can't find her name on a license plate where her other friends can, and not only that, she gets made fun of in that moment, it triggers her. It hits her close to home, and she has to figure out what's important to her. Of course, she rejects it all initially and wants to change her name, but then she learns what her name means, she learns the significance of it, and then realizes it's actually awesome to have something and be somebody that nobody else is. It's really showing kids that they don't have to change anything about themselves in order to fit in, whatever that means.
Yeah, I mean, it was really powerful for me and my children because I wanted to change my name to Samantha when I was young.
Really?
And I just thought that was the best way for me. I grew up in Sydney, Australia. I could be my best Australian self if my name was Samantha and not Deepa, which everybody got wrong all the time. And I'm wondering if you had that experience growing up.
I'm all too familiar, and whenever I share this story, so many people connect to it. When you're in your classroom and your teacher is going down the roll call and you know your name is about to come up, and then there's that pause, you know, because they don't know quite what to say. They're trying to figure it out. And you're like, Sheetal, I would always just like say it for them because I was trying to alleviate the moment and try to just move on from it. I was given nicknames that I didn't want. My name was mispronounced. I had to correct people many times. In fact, at times, I would just get tired of it and would just let it be. And then, you know, as an adult, and when I started acting back in the 90s when brown was not cool, up until I would say about 10 to 15 years into my career, I was asked to change my name repeatedly. As if it was like they were asking me, where do you live?
Part of that to me is that we don't have a diversity out there, you know, represented in pop culture. Anjali, like you, is Indian American. Talk about how important that is, not just in movies, but in children's books, to have that representation.
When I started having kids is when I started writing children's books, because I would go to bookstores and I wouldn't find that much different than what I had had growing up. And I said, this is unacceptable. And also the books I had found were very much centered around religion or culture or mythology. And I had this strong feeling of like, do they know that we also go to school and have dinner with our parents and play instruments and
just
play sports?
Just everyday characters.
Just everyday things where the culture is folded in, but you're really getting it from the POV of this little brown girl growing up here, an American kid.
Yeah. And I have to ask you, because I think for many of us, we experience that, but you know, maybe as an Indian American whose name is mispronounced, I'm not experiencing police brutality or being stopped in the street just because I'm brown for doing something wrong. But yet your book made my family realize our names are a critical part of us and that that does matter.
It absolutely matters. And it carries so much legacy and history. And it makes me so sad. You know, in the entertainment industry, people change their name all the time. Most of the time, it's because they want a stage name. And that's fine. But when they're changing it because they're trying to remove the ethnicity behind it, to me, it makes me really sad. I don't think it's a coincidence that Asian American books and education in general is the least taught in our elementary schools, and the rise of anti-Asian hate has gone through the roof. I think everything is connected.
Yeah. I want to talk about your other book, Making Happy. And when you open it up, you see Layla, a little girl who's been asked to participate in a class project, but she's so sad and she doesn't respond. And we find out why, and it's because her mother is sick. And this is something you went through with your own children. And I'm wondering if you can talk about how that inspired this book.
I was really having a hard, I mean, as anyone would when you get a cancer diagnosis, I was having a really tough time. And my kids at the time were 2 and 4. And I've always loved books as kind of an entry point, as an icebreaker to talk about anything, because I think you should talk to kids about everything and nothing is off the table. So I was looking for children's books that dealt with illness and death and mental health and all of those things. And they would hand me 2 or 3. They're like, not really, but here's something. And I found them all to be very abstract. And when I reached out to my publisher friends, because at that point I knew a lot of people, the resounding response was, oh, no, 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 we don't talk about stuff like that. And I'm like, what? Scary things, sad things, because our kids are getting gunned down in schools. So they're dealing with scary and sad things all the time, and we're not giving them the tools to deal with it. And so for me, it was very much the book that I needed for my family and for my kids. And it comes from a place of telling and showing kids that any feeling they're having is okay. And it's really teaching how to process, how to be resilient, how do you get through it? Because Deepa, how many times you have kids, I'm guilty of this as well, I see it every time I go out, we see a child having what some people may call a tantrum, and the parents just like, stop, they're just trying to get them to stop.
Shut them down.
When in fact, what they should be doing, in my opinion, is acknowledging and teaching them how to get through it. Because I think inadvertently, we're telling them that, oh, it'll just pass, it'll go away. Your feeling doesn't matter. And we're not teaching them how to actually deal with these feelings that are very real.
You know, and in the early part of what you were just telling me, I feel like you have been fighting some battles, not just in the film industry, but also in the book publishing industry to make these points, to get these things published. Have you in the book publishing industry? And how hard has that
yes.
been?
I mean, I still get this response in both of my industries, even though I've been doing it for some time now, I often am met with, well, that's just not how we do things. And I'm always like, I know, that's the point. And the industry has only worked for a certain number of people for a very long time. So yes, we do need to do things differently. We do need to be more open and inclusive and think about how we can actually make substantive change in those directions. And when I was trying to sell the Anjali series, which was 10 years ago, there was a lot of people who either wanted the book or wanted to change the ethnicity or change major plot points about it. I had one editor even ask me how brown I pictured Anjali being, like how dark. And then I ended up choosing a smaller publisher who really like got what I was trying to do. And the book came out and it did great. Cut to 5 years later, it was acquired by the number one publisher in the world, Penguin Random House. And I think that is a perfect example of how do you disrupt an industry and show that there is another way to do things and just trust us and maybe give someone with a new voice the chance.
It's very inspiring, all the battles you fought, especially while you yourself have been fighting cancer. And I'm wondering if we can just end by asking you, how are you doing with the cancer?
Oh, thank you. I'm doing well. I'm over the hard part of it. You know, I had a double mastectomy, I had chemo, I had immunotherapy, I had kind of a few years of treatment, but I feel like I'm on the other side of that part of it. I'll be on medication and, you know, have to obviously watch all of the things, but I feel great. My kids are doing great, and I feel very lucky, actually, that I'm able to talk about it so openly, because the other thing that I've noticed is that the resources for cancer are very much in the context of that it's an older person's disease when it is hitting us younger and younger and younger, or illness of all kinds. So the resources really do need to expand for families that are younger.
Sheetal Sheth is the author of Making Happy and the Anjali books. Thank you, Sheetal.
Thank you so much for having me.